From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, December 14th. Just ahead, the United Way of Champaign County has compiled a list of holiday volunteering opportunities. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman will tell us how those opportunities look a little different in this pandemic year. But first, these headlines. Part of the Electoral College vote process takes place in Springfield today. Hannah Meisel reports.
3.5 million Illinois voters cast their ballots for the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris presidential ticket this fall. Winning with nearly 58% of the vote means the state will cast its 20 Electoral College votes for the Democrats. Illinois electors will make it official this morning with a socially distanced meeting at the state Capitol building. President Donald Trump's allies lost their latest legal challenge on Friday when the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a case that sought to overturn the election. The suit, brought by Republican attorneys general, aimed to invalidate election results from Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin, which all went for Biden. Two Illinois congressmen, Darren LaHood of Peoria and Mike Bost of Murfreesboro, plus Congresswoman-elect Mary Miller of Oakland, signed on to that failed legal challenge. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois public health officials reported more than 17,000 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend, as well as an additional 242 deaths. Sunday marked the 11th day this month that the statewide death toll surpassed 100. In all, more than 1,400 people have died from COVID-19 in Illinois. The state's seven-day rolling case positivity rate continues to fall slowly. It's at 9.1%. Champaign County reported 192 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. The county currently has more than 1,000 active cases, including 14 residents hospitalized. At Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves the broader region, 94 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19, including 22 in the ICU. That's the highest COVID-19 patient count the hospital has reported so far. Illinois' unfunded pension liability grew again last year to a new high of $144 billion, according to new analysis released by the state last week. Illinois would never owe all that money at once, but the state is on the hook for an ever-growing amount in annual state pension contributions. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's beginning next year's budgeting process by looking at potential cuts, but the governor again lamented the defeat of his signature graduated income tax plan, which he says would have helped fix Illinois' structural deficit.
We still have that. That still exists. We've made some strides because of some efficiencies that we brought to government, but we have more to do, and the fair tax would have allowed us to do that. That was the best solution.
Much of that structural deficit is driven by the state's ballooning pension debt. Nearly $10 billion, roughly a quarter of the state's budget, is going toward pension payments this year. The University of Illinois has fired head football coach Lovey Smith, with one game remaining in his fifth season with the program. Athletic director Josh Whitman says he tried to look past wins and losses, especially in a year so greatly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
For me, it was about our competitiveness. It was about the way that we won or the way that we lost, trying to always look past the scoreboard and see what's happening within the program and if it gave me optimism and hope about the future, or if ultimately we felt like a change was needed.
Smith compiled a 17-39 record at Illinois. His high point was a 6-7 record in 2019, which ended with a loss to California in the Red Box Bowl. Whitman says he'll conduct a nationwide search for Smith's replacement. The U of I will pay Smith a $2.3 million buyout from athletic department funds. Still to come, we'll hear from the United Way of Champaign County about how people can give back to the community during the holiday season amid the COVID-19 pandemic. That's next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Helping out in the community this winter might look a bit different given COVID-19 precautions, but with a little creativity, there's no shortage of ways to give back. The United Way of Champaign County has compiled a list of holiday volunteering opportunities. Bev Baker is the group's director of community impact. She shared some of those ideas with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.
I think people are really going to have to be creative. You know, the last several months have required a lot of creativity, but volunteering and giving back in our community is going to have to look a little bit different because of all of the safety protocols that we all need to be keeping in mind. Now we might have to look and say, okay, what are we interested in? Who do we know that could use some help? Who do we know that we could go run to the grocery store for them? Or we can drop by and just have a visit from the front porch, or, you know, elderly neighbors that we need to check in on because they may be lonely and isolated, or when the snow starts falling, you know, can go shovel their walks or pull their garbage cans out for them. Looking within our own networks to where there might be needs and having those conversations amongst your family that this is still volunteering, even though you're not getting dressed up to go someplace and do something specific, it's still giving of your time. And that's what really counts.
Yeah, I love that idea. Small acts of kindness. It doesn't have to be something big, fancy, or formal. There are ways we can all be looking out for each other.
And I think sometimes with families, those are some of the most impactful, because when children see you, you know, looking for ways to be helpful, I mean, that's ultimately what volunteering is. And it's easy when there's something pre-designed, pre-packaged, you sign up and you go, that's great. But sometimes, again, just looking within your own network, your own neighborhood, and taking that time to recognize needs that might be right there in front of you.
Can we talk a little bit about needs? Like, what are some of the greatest needs you've identified throughout our community? And what are maybe some examples of specific ways, in addition to the ideas you just mentioned, that people can help?
You know, the greatest needs right now, it's going to depend on who you are and what your perspective is. Unfortunately, there's a lot. We live in a generous community. We live in a resource-rich community, but there are always needs and there are always concerns. And the current pandemic has exacerbated some of those situations and some of those needs for families who are home with their kids and struggling with childcare, struggling to figure out how to get back to work, struggling to do home education. That's going to be the biggest need. You know, if you're food insecure, that's going to be your biggest need. If you're unemployed, that's your biggest need. So unfortunately, there's no shortage of challenges right now, but some that are seem to always be within our community are, you know, food insecurity.
And Beth, can you also talk about, given that it's winter and the weather's colder, I imagine there's a greater need for winter coats and also shelter from the cold?
You know, I think one of the easiest things that a family can do or a household can do is go through your closets, take a look at your winter coats and your winter clothing items, your hats and gloves. And there are a number of organizations that are collecting those items right now and will get them to individuals that need them. So that's a very easy one. Our shelter, See You at Home, which will be the main location for sheltering both men and women this winter, has a daytime drop-in center and they need volunteers to be in there. And again, taking COVID restrictions and COVID safety protocols into consideration. They keep that in mind. So it's a relatively safe volunteer opportunity that individuals can do that helps the shelter. So, you know, those are just, again, two very simple ways, cleaning out your closets or finding some, you know, coats, hats, and gloves that are on sale right now if you have the ability to purchase, and then turn around and donate them to any number of those organizations that are doing those collections.
That's Bev Baker, Director of Community Impact with the United Way of Champaign County. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. Find a link to United Way's list of ideas for giving back this holiday season at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have a cool and dry start to the week. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 34 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.